The great king of Judea, Chizkiah, was one of the most righteous kings that we ever had. To the extent that the sages say that Chizkiah was worthy of being the Messiah, of being Mashiach. And the Talmud teaches us that the only reason that he didn't become the Mashiach, that God didn't make him the Mashiach, is because he never sang a song to God. During his reign, the entire Jewish people experienced a miraculous salvation from Hashem. Sanherib, the Assyrian king Sanherib, laid siege to Jerusalem and almost completely took the entire country captive under its rule. And it was only by the miraculous salvation of an angel of God that the army of Assyria was defeated and Chizkiah maintained his rule. And this huge miracle happened, and the sages say that Chizkiah should have sang a song of praise of God, a shira. And he didn't, and that's why he wasn't made Mashiach. Why didn't he sing a song? This week is all about songs. This Shabbos, this upcoming Shabbos, is the Shabbos of songs. The song at the sea, the song that Dvorah, the Deborah, the prophetess, sang after the salvation that the Jewish people had over the king Sisera. And throughout history, there are many times Jews sang songs, and we still sing songs to God. So why did Chizkiah not sing a song? So the holy Sfas Emes, the Ger Rebbe, whose yahrzeit is today, the Sfas Emes teaches in the name of his grandfather, the Chidush HaHarim, the first Ger Rebbe, that it's because Chizkiah was so righteous, he so completely always was standing before God and felt God's presence. He so completely was enamored and enveloped within God's light that he never felt that anything was new and exciting and inspiring and enthralling enough that would move him to sing a song. Chizkiah felt that all of nature was as much a revelation of God. Every time a wind blew a leaf, every time a person gets up in the morning, every time we manage to move our hand, is as exciting and enthralling as a tremendous miracle that's above nature. Chizkiah saw God equally in every single movement of the entire world. So he wasn't excited enough to sing a song. Nothing moved him enough that was worthy to sing a song. And as the Sfas Emes explains, the word for song, shira, is etymologically connected to the word shura, which means a straight line. That means you sing a song when you feel that something that seemed to be mundane, seemed to be dangerous, seemed to be difficult, all of a sudden a straight line is opened up to God, and all of a sudden something that seemed mundane is all of a sudden felt to be a revelation of God. All of a sudden you feel in the deepest way that this is God revealing himself, or something that was dangerous or difficult, all of a sudden a shura, a line, is opened up, a straight line from God. The concealment, the foreskin is removed, and all of a sudden a straight line from God is revealed and a miracle happens, and you're so inspired by this tremendous revelation that it moves you to sing a song. We sing songs when we become awakened. Something incredible and new happens, inspires us and causes us to sing a song. And songs of God are sung when all of a sudden is a tremendous revelation that God's presence is an assure, is a straight line from what we're experiencing this moment. But the king Chizkiah, by him, he was always in this straight shura. He always had this straight line, him and God. He always felt that everything was a revelation of God, so he was never moved to sing a song. And as the Sfas Emes' cousin and also his brother-in-law, the Sifsei Tzaddik, another grandson of the Chidush HaRim, explains, even though, of course, Mashiach is going to be a person that's, of course, on the greatest level of that ever lived, and Mashiach is going to feel that continuous shura, that line of God's light in all times, yet Mashiach is going to be one that is going to sing songs. Because Mashiach is about making the entire creation, everyone else in the world, and everything else in the world that might not see, might not feel that it's in a line from God, Mashiach is going to cause the whole universe to break out in a song, because Mashiach is going to be able to be in contact with those and feel those that don't feel that line and inspire them to sing, because Mashiach is going to reveal how all of them also could feel and be inspired and enthralled that they're in a line from God and that they'll sing songs as well. And therefore we understand from these teachings of the Ger Tzadikim, of the Sfasemis and his grandfather Chidush Arim and his cousin, we understand from this that although we may be believing Jews and we know that everything comes from God, and maybe sometimes we take that for granted, and so sometimes we don't sing songs. Sometimes we forget to be excited and ecstatic about God's presence in every detail of our lives. But the bringing of Mashiach is when everything will break out in song. Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash. The whole world will sing the song of Shabbos. We'll feel like Chizkiya that every single time a person is able to move their fingers as miraculous as an angel smiting a foreign army. We'll feel that. But Mashiach is about singing about that with as much excitement and freshness and newness. May we start living in such a way now in our lives, and this week which is all about Shira and song. Let's not take anything for granted, and sing to God new songs, and never stop singing until that great day of Mashiach will come, and the greatest song, the song of Mashiach, will be sung for all eternity.